Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lindsay, I love doing this True Bear story with Pat Manley, and I love messing with long snappers. These guys do absolutely nothing in practice, so for him to be on the not-so-top 10 was great for me. It was great for me to see him mess up and throw that ball as high as he did. I mean, come on. His father-in-law is Tommy John.
Really?
He's one of the all-time greats in baseball.
Wow.
Yeah. So
why do you have so much animosity, though, towards Patrick?
You're because they don't do nothing.
Wow.
They don't do nothing, man. We burn all those calories going up against the big uglies. I got to go up against a 300-pound man, and he don't do nothing but snap that ball so they can kick it.
He's part of the team. You need him.
I'm tired of them dudes, man.
Oh, get out of here. Take a look.
Love you, Pat.
My most embarrassing moment, I get asked to throw out the first pitch with Brad Maynard and Robbie Gould. Tell my family about it. They're all excited. I tell my dad about it. And he hadn't been in town in a while, so he's like, oh, I'd love to come up to the game and watch you do that. What an honor. What an awesome thing you get to do. So he comes in town, so it's built a little bit bigger when your dad's in front of you. And, you know, there's how many thousands of people there as well. But so we drive down to the game. Your nerves start to get a little bit because you know it's out of my realm a little bit of throwing a ball. I do it between my legs, but not overhand. And so you're walking out to the field. You meet the Cubs players. They give you a little jersey to put on. With your name on the back and your number, it's pretty cool. You're looking up, you grab a baseball, and you know, I played Little League baseball as a pitcher, so I was like, I don't need to warm up. I can throw it 60 feet or whatever. We'll be in front of the mound, it'll be no problem. So we walk out there, and they line up three catchers right in front of home plate. And then, so we, three of us, line up in front of each catcher. So it's me on the far, if you're looking at us, on the far right, Robbie, and then Brad, I think. And they're like, all right, it's time to throw. So we count one, two, three. We get in our motions, and we go throw the ball. Well, obviously, I'm throwing to the left catcher. Robbie's throwing to the middle guy, and Brad's throwing to the right guy. Well, I get in my windup, and as soon as I get ready to let go, I'm not facing my catcher. I'm kind of facing the other catcher. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, crap. I'm not going to get the ball to my catcher. The next thing that goes to my brain is everybody tells you don't bounce it. So I just, right then, I'm like, all right, fire it. And I fired it, and it didn't go over my catcher's head. It went over the catcher to the right's head and probably about 2 or 3 yards to his right. I got to be one of the only people that I think has ever thrown the ball and hit the brick wall.
Holy cow!
I've got dirt and a brick wall scuff on the ball.
That pitch by Patrick Manelli was awful.
Well, the worst part comes is the next morning I get up at 8 o'clock or something and I check my phone and I've got 3 or 4 text messages saying I'm on SportsCenter. I'm like, why would I be on SportsCenter? It's off season. So I think my brother texts me next right then. He's like, nice job making the not so top 10. So I guess that was on a Friday afternoon that comes out. And I'm like, what is he? Oh no.
Clarence, you're on.
Hi, here at Sports Night, not so top 10. That has to be one of the most awfulest. Is awfulest a word? I just made it one. That was the awfulest play you ever want to see in your life. Funny how a guy named Manley could throw the ball so girly. Well, that's all the time we have. Stay classy, Chicago. I'm Clarence Vanderpool?
I couldn't believe it. And then I got to go in for off-season workouts. And while we're in lunch, you know, SportsCenter's on the whole time. We're all during the day, and everybody sees it all day. So being the son-in-law of Tommy John, that it's the son-in-law. It's not the bloodline, so I don't have the same arm he has. But, you know, they were almost he should get the crap because he didn't teach me how to throw it properly. It was not only my most embarrassing moment in front of 40,000 to 30,000 people at Wrigley Field, but it was in front of the world because it's not so top 10 SportsCenter, which was not so good.
Anthony, that jersey was looking a little snug.
Lindsay, you don't stop, do you?
You just said you're allergic to working out and you break out in hives,
Lindsay,
when you're trying to do some push-ups. You
keep
just
it real.
Said it.
Keep it real. I made that jersey. Keep it real with yourself. Come on now, Lindsay. I put that jersey
I'm
on.
I'm just saying, it's pre-Thanksgiving and that jersey was snug, so I'm a little worried.
Lindsay, stop hating, man. I'm 310 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
We have to take one final timeout. We'll be right back.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.